Harper Audio presents The Last Ballad by Wiley Cash, performed by Karen White and Elizabeth Wiley. For my daughters, Early Elizabeth and Juniper Rose. Gaston Transome Times, Thursday, April 4th, 1929. Were you there, friends? Were you one of the patriotic, law-abiding American citizens who witnessed mob rule at the Loray Mill yesterday? Any man who loves this country and its 150-year history of freedom could easily see the difference between our stars and stripes and the bloody red flag of communism, the flag of the Bolshevists who want to destroy our government, the flag of anarchy, the flag of dark Russia, where men do not believe in religion or the sanctity of marriage. People of Gaston County, will you allow Fred Beale and his Moscow associates to spread the doctrines of Bolshevism anywhere in America, and especially here in our beloved North Carolina? Before Governor Max Gardner called in the National Guard yesterday, the mob at the Loray Mill ran wild in all of its fanged terror, ready to harm, ready to kill, ready to destroy. Chief of Police Orville Adderholt and his officers, who were few in number but loyal in their duty, had spent hours trying to quell the mob. They maintained law and order as best they could, but they were quickly overcome, for Fred Beale and his gang had told the strikers to use violence, to attack the officers, to kill anyone who stood in their way. The troops arrived, men who believe in liberty, freedom, and our constitutional government, and the mob saw it would be defeated and dispersed. We ask every man and woman in Gaston County to answer the following question. Will I allow these communists to gain control of Gaston County? These communists, led by men like Fred Beale, who do not believe in our God, our Constitution, or our government. The Loray Mill strike is about much more than a few men attempting to join a union for better wages. It was not organized for that reason. It was started to mask the Bolshevists' desire to overthrow the government and destroy property and to kill, kill, kill. The time is at hand for every American to do his duty. Advertisement paid for by the Council of Concerned Citizens of Gaston County. Chapter 1. Ella May. Saturday, May 4th, 1929. Ella May knew she wasn't pretty, had always known it. She didn't have to come all the way down the mountain from Tennessee to Bessemer City, North Carolina, to find that out. But here she was now, and here she'd been just long enough for no other place in her memory to feel like home, but not quite long enough for Bessemer City to feel like home either. She sat on the narrow bench in the office of American Mill No. 2, the wall behind her vibrating with the whir of the carding machines, rollers, and spinners that raged on the other side, with lint hung up in her throat and lungs like tar, reminding herself that she'd already given up any hope of ever feeling rooted again, of ever finding a place that belonged to her and she to it. Instead of thinking thoughts like those, Ella turned and looked at Goldberg's brother's young secretary, where she sat behind a tidy desk just a few feet away. The soft, late-day light that had already turned toward dusk now picked its way through the windows behind the girl. The light lay upon the girl's dark, shiny hair and caused it to glow like some angel had just lifted a hand away from the crown of her head. The girl was pale and soft, her cheeks brushed with rouge and her lips glossed a healthy pink. She wore a fine powder blue dress with a spray of artificial white spring flowers pinned to the lapel. She read a new copy of Gentleman Prof.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?